Welcome back. This is Sharon Vornholt here today with another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate Investing. And today we're going to talk about marketing and creating a marketing plan. Now, you've heard me talk about it a lot of times about the reasons you need a marketing plan. It's so that you get more leads, therefore you get more deals. Once you have a marketing plan, a written marketing plan, then you can stay on track. And you end that up and down cycle of getting leads. You know, leads come in, you work a lead, then you haven't done any marketing, and then you work another lead, you know, you start all over again. So it's like a vicious cycle. So what your goal should be to have a consistent flow of leads into your business, which in turn then will give you a consistent flow of deals. So at its core, consistent marketing will make you more money. Now, when it comes to a marketing plan, there are some steps, basically five steps to the marketing plan. Then there's a sixth step that I don't think you could ignore. So let's go through these real quick. Now, you need 3 to 5 marketing strategies for your real estate investing business. Now, a strategy would be like direct mail, driving for dollars, bandit signs, cold calling, whatever it is that you do. You know, I think networking, websites, and then direct mail should be of your top three. But I do realize that direct mail is something that you need to have a little money to start out with. So you can always start with driving for dollars or something else. Remember that you're going to have to use your time or your money or a combination of both when it comes to marketing. So if you don't have a lot of money, but you've got time, then you'll do more free strategies. You know, maybe you'll drive for dollars on the way home from your job. A lot of people, most people start out and they have a job in addition to real estate investing. So that might be one thing. You can call expired listings. You can put out flyers, which are really cheap to do. Things like that. You can go to your RIA meeting and network around and see who's got a deal. If you're a house to rehab, see who's got a deal. You know, if you are looking to do buy and hold, that's hard to do without any money, but there are deals at your local RIA where other investors have got properties that they've kept a while and they're ready to get rid of, and they'll often be willing to do owner financing. So don't discount the deals at your REIT. It doesn't mean that they're not good deals. It means simply maybe they've had them for 10 years or something like that. Maybe it's time for them to move on to a different house or a different type of house. There are a whole lot of reasons why people sell their properties. So don't discount networking as one of your top strategies. I know a gal that bought probably by now a couple hundred houses doing nothing but networking. So that's number one. Decide on 3 to 5 marketing strategies to implement in your business. Do not put all your eggs in one basket. Do not just do direct mail or just do one thing, because if that strategy dries up, then you're high and dry and you've got to start over. So step two is, once you know what your strategies are, you want to break them down into steps. And once again, this needs to be written down. This needs to be a plan that you write down, that you have on hand, and a plan that you can refer back to on a daily or certainly a weekly basis. So let's take direct mail, for instance. You would write down the steps one by one so that you get every step, and then you can calendar those steps. So step one would probably be to decide who you're going to mail to. We'll just say you're going to get a list, maybe of out-of-state absentee owners. So you decide who you're going to mail to. Next, you would need to decide, where am I going to get my list? You know, you have to get your list from somewhere. So where am I going to get my list? Then you would have to decide on parameters for your list. You don't necessarily just want a great big list of everyone. You want houses in areas that are of the price range that you would want to buy, and you also want houses with equity. So you have to niche down your list, decide the type of house you're going to buy, and then you purchase your list. So the third step would be then, what type of a mail piece am I going to mail? And what's the message on there on the mail piece going to be? So for instance, if you were targeting probate, your message would be completely different than pre-foreclosures. Your message for absentee owners would be different than pre-foreclosures or probates. You have to look at the pain points this particular person might be suffering, and that would give you the reasons why they would want to sell their house. So you have to get your list, determine your mail piece, and then decide, you know, am I going to outsource all of this? Am I going to order the postcards and try to address them myself, which I don't recommend, because you can go through a mailing company and get them done for not a lot more than just the cost of the postage alone. So check out some companies. I've got some resources that I talk about where you can literally get the work done for about the same price as the postage, and you don't have to do it. That's the big thing. You know that it's going to get done on time every month. So when you're doing all of this, a third step that you would have is you need to create a budget for marketing. Like I said, you've either got to give your time or your money or both. In most cases, when people start out, they've got more time than money. But if you have a full-time job and real estate's your side gig, you may have more money. So you may just start ordering a couple thousand direct mail pieces straight out of the gate. There's no one way to do this. There's no one way that's the right way. There are ways that are easier, in my opinion. But whatever, I always say start where you are. Start with the resources you have, the time you have, the money you have, et cetera. But you'll need to know how much your budget is. So if your budget for marketing is $100, $200 a month, you're not going to be able to do direct mail. Now, you could do driving for dollars on the way to or from your job or to or from someplace else and use something like a postcard sending app, which I did a blog post on that. You can just put in the search bar on the blog, postcard sending apps, and find some companies that you could snap a picture of the house that you're driving by and send a postcard. You can do, you know, in my estimation, one of the most important things to have, if you've got $100 a month, is to get a website, because that's how people are going to find you. And they're going to judge you by whether or not you have an online presence. May not be right, but it's just a fact. And I'll put some resources below for a couple of the companies that I like. You can start out at about $50 a month. You can get a done-for-you website where you literally just order it, put in your city, you put in your telephone number and a few pieces of information, and then you just magically get a website. Now, you'll have to go in the back end of that website, and they will have tutorials, whichever company you go with, that will say, step one, to, you know, get your site listed on the local Google search and the Bing search, and it will tell you steps to do. Believe me, you don't have to be a real techie person. You just have to be able to follow directions and do it step by step. So if you're working a lot, you might commit to an evening a week or 2 hours on Saturday. It's going to be important that you commit some time to this, because it's not magic now. It's not going to happen all by itself, even though the getting the website part up is really, really pretty easy. But you're going to have to put some time in, and you're going to have to learn some new things. But I have to tell you, if you're going to succeed in this business, you are always going to be learning something new. And that's just a fact of life. But once you get in the routine of learning one little thing, then you learn another little thing, it all begins to just come together. And then all of a sudden, you just know some stuff. So step four. Now, once you've decided on your strategies, you've gotten your steps down, you've decided on a budget, then you need to get a plan for implementing what you've decided on. So we'll go back to, let's say, my top three or your top three: direct mail, networking, and websites. So what I might do is say on week one of the month, I'm going to order my mail pieces. Now there's about a 7-day turnaround at least, and then there's a little lag time on the actual mailing. So you might be as long as 2 weeks out from the date you call it in. So it's important that you ask them, when will these be mailed? And if, you know, what type of postage are you putting on them? So I know when they're going to hit. If you're doing two things, like, for instance, if you're having a mailing house, do your postcards for absentee owners or another list, and you are sourcing your probate leads locally, you know, what I always did was print them in-house and then just hand them off to someone. But that just worked for me because I happened to have someone to do that for me. So you would want to schedule then your probates, which you would be doing, to go out at a different time than your absentee owners. And the reason is just simply because it makes it easier on you. It makes it easy for you to be able to talk to these people, to go look at the houses, rather than getting all the phone calls at one time. So stagger them out. And the way you do that is by planning and specifically putting them on a calendar. Now, when it comes to your website, if you're looking at your month and you see that these weeks are going to be mailings, and then the weeks, couple weeks down the road, I'm going to be answering calls and looking at property, then you're going to want to slot some time in the middle there for working on your website. Maybe commit to 1 hour a week, or 2 hours, or whatever you can give. Just know that the more time you can put into it, a few hours a week, the faster you're going to get results from your website. And then I'll have some tips, you know, for you on doing that also. So that's two things you do. Now, the networking part, that might be something as simple as, in my area, we have one monthly meeting. So maybe you'll go to your monthly meeting. Maybe they have a luncheon or some other function that you can go to. But you should figure out a couple of things every month that you can go to, put them on your calendar, so that when you look at your calendar, you've got something every week. You've kind of got your work staggered out so it's not quite so overwhelming, because it can get very overwhelming, especially if you have a full-time job. So that's gotten us through step four. Now, step five is important, is what can you outsource? We talked a little bit about using a mail service, a mailing company, to do your direct mail. And I still think you should do that for everything except probates. Probates are a little bit harder to do because you have to get those lists locally. If you remember, there are over 3,300 counties in the U.S., and each one of those counties has a different procedure. So unless you're really lucky and there's a mechanism for getting the leads online, that's going to involve some work. So outsource your mailings. You know, maybe you can outsource some of the back-end work on your website. Sites like Upwork, there are great people on there that you can hire, and you can say, look, I can only spend $20 this month. Well, you can find someone to work for about 4 hours for you for $20 on Upwork. So don't be thinking, I've got to hire an employee, I've got to spend all this money. That's not the way you start out with outsourcing. It's not the way most people outsource. I do a lot of things by the job. So I'll hire someone to do a particular job and I'll get a set price. So you can always pay someone hourly, or you can get a set price. So just understand that. Go on Upwork. It used to be called Odesk and Elance, and then they merged. So Upwork, you can find people to do things for you. You can also find moms, grad students, college students, high schoolers will stuff mail for you. But get some help. Save your talents for the big things like talking to sellers and putting deals together and those sorts of things. So just make a plan to outsource something, one tiny little thing, to get you to thinking about outsourcing and how well that works. Now, the last thing is not really about your marketing plan, but it's about creating a plan for your future. So let's say that you're doing 2,000 mail pieces, or maybe even 1,000 mail pieces in the beginning. Know that you're going to have to ramp up all of your marketing activities and create a plan for 6 months down the road, 12 months down the road. Take your first deal and put all of that money aside, unless you have to pay the LG and gas and electric bill. Put all that money aside for marketing. So be smart about this. Don't go and spend your money from your first deals buying stuff or on a vacation. put that money aside for marketing. And when you can devote all of that cash to marketing, you have a plan, you follow the plan, you're going to see great results. I promise you that. It is a game changer to have a written plan and have everything up on a calendar. It really is. So if you have any questions, just send me an email. You can reach out on the blog or on the podcast. But just let me know and I'll be happy to help you. But those are the five steps to putting together a marketing plan. So this is Sharon Bornholt, and I'll be back next week with another episode of Let's Talk Real Estate Investing.